Welcome to the Financial Health and Wealth Show, heard right here on My Talk every Sunday at 10 a.m. and available to podcast and listen to anytime at mytalk1071.com. Keyword wealth. Here to get you on the right path to your financial goals are the mother and daughter team from ClearStep Financial, Carla and Cassandra, with host Miss Shannon.
Hello, everyone. Thank you again for joining us for the Financial Health and Wealth Show here on My Talk 1071. I am Miss Shannon, so I'm hanging out here with our producer, Mike, and calling in from the very exotic locale, I believe, of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We have our mother-daughter team from ClearStep Financial. Hello, Cassandra. How are you?
Good. How are you, Shannon? It's very exotic, I have to say.
Very. I've never heard of exotic and Milwaukee go together.
See, my definition, I love it. I could feel it. It's like one of the spiciest locales. People are just missing out when we don't see it on the Travel Channel. We need to get them on board.
Summer festivals that people do think are exotic, so I guess that could be considered that.
I love it. Absolutely love it. So glad to be able to talk to you guys, because we still have been in that tumultuous world of what's going on with our financial future out there. So are you like me? You're still seeing a lot of headlines that might make people feel a little uncomfortable about what's going on out there?
Yes, we wanted to address the topic today of the we're in uncharted territory.
Right.
Clearly. Mm-hmm. You can go back in the history of investing, over the whole history of investing, which is hundreds of years, and there has never been a time in history that is similar to what we're going through today. And primarily because we have three pieces that are fitting together that influence each other.
Right.
And usually you separate the politics from the economic world, but in today's uncharted territory, we have the political world, the economic world, and the markets all affecting each other and kind of affecting the markets and affecting everything that we do. Look at the inflation factor, how the cost of things going up. You've got interest rates climbing here. You've got the market that's heading down. So I call this the perfect storm.
Right.
And there's ways for all of us to help still get through this. We've got to get through this together. And we're going to share some of that information today.
Well, right. I think, our whole point, I know you call it the perfect storm, but I always remind you in that movie, everyone on the ship dies. So we're trying to help people so that there's a happy ending here, and that people can find ways to still, even in some of these tumultuous conditions and things, that there are opportunities, there are ways that people can thrive and still do well and come out on the other side, even maybe further ahead than they may have been going into some of these different, interesting times. We'll
right.
call it.
And I appreciate what you both do. And if we go back to that analogy of that perfect storm and what happened in that movie, one of the other things that I also appreciate about what you do at ClearStep Financial is that you don't just throw a lifeline. You don't just throw a small, like a buoy, like thing. You actually are like a rescue boat that comes in that actually leads people out into like smoother waters. So you usher them all the way through, and that's what you and your team of advisors have been doing for years, right?
Well, part of it's the educational process. So we focus on educating and teaching about money and finance. We have a webinar coming up here on Social Security and Medicare. And then in November, we have one coming up on women and investing. But that's our focus, is the educational process. And through that process, we hope to give people some confidence, some security, knowing that there's strategies and ideas to, again, like Cassandra said, make it through what we're coming into here.
Right. And before we move into some additional information, let's start with the information that securities and advisory service are offered through Harbor Investment, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. And I appreciate you mentioned those upcoming webinars that we have. We just want to remind everybody that they can go to your website, clearstepfinancial.com. Just look at that events tab. Go ahead and get yourself registered for them right now, because then you'll get the reminders. You won't have to go, oh, it's the 11th. I'm supposed to be on this thing. It'll just remind you and send you a link, which for me, that helps a lot. There's some things that when I signed up for them, I'm like, I have all the time in the world. And then I get the little reminder notification on my phone. I'm like, well, thank goodness that was set. I absolutely would have forgot.
So. Yeah, exactly. I know. And We also wanted to just do a quick recap. So the call, the webinar we had last Tuesday, mm-hmm. it was very fascinating. I don't know how many of you were able to get on that are listening right now, but I found it very interesting. It was about keeping your mind young, your brain, right?
Right.
And just that whole idea that there are so many things that we can be doing and that impact basically how our mind ages. And it was really interesting. And we can get people to replay if anyone's interested in watching it, basically. That was even a little bit less than an hour, so it wasn't even quite an hour. But just some really good information. I took a lot of notes. And I thought just a couple of the key points we were going to share. But again, if anyone's interested in seeing it in its entirety, we're happy to get that out to people because we have the replay available for just a short period of time hereafter.
Right. Dr. Milstein had a professional in the area in the field of Alzheimer's. And again, how do you prevent it? We can prevent it all through our aging process, which is all through our lives. We have the ability, and he even said, interesting, that it's not necessarily hereditary.
Okay.
You might do things that your parents have done if they have Alzheimer's. You might follow some of those paths, but he said there's no link to being hereditary. I found that to be very fascinating, and there's one other piece that I found fascinating is how much we need the sun.
Yes.
The sun. And maybe that's why so many people go down to Florida. Well, maybe not now.
But no, down
Arizona.
Unfortunately,
and we are very
south, yeah. In the warmer
right,
weather.
Right, right, right. Mm-hmm. But they go down there for the sun, for the warmth, and that's so important. And the Dr. Milstein said that the first 10 minutes of the day, if you can get out in the sun for 10 minutes when you first get up in the morning, either walk or sit or read, maybe you have a sun porch, that will help you to sleep better at night and will actually help your brain to stay younger. I found that to be fascinating.
I found that fascinating, too.
Yes.
I didn't expect that. I guess going into it, I thought, oh, maybe he'll talk about do more crossword puzzles or do, you know.
Learn another language.
Never,
we read
right?
that
and,
out.
You,
we read that article, the, too.
Do puzzles in general.
But
to keep your brain going. Right. Well, so many people believe that, and maybe that does help somewhat.
I think it does.
Yes.
Right.
But his tips were very interesting, and I found it fascinating, some of the things he talked about.
So we'd love to get that out to people while it's still available. So thank you very much to that doctor for allowing us to go ahead and send that out to our audience. And I agree with you. It does. There are a variety of things you're like, oh, that wasn't what I thought was going to be on that list, when it's a matter of how do you retrain your brain regarding your circadian rhythm and things that we've gotten accustomed to. Because, you know, before we might have been a lot more likely to live based upon the patterns of the sun and the weather. And now we're like 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, doing things at whatever particular rhythm seems to work for us. But is it honestly the healthiest thing for us, for our mm-hmm. mental health or our physical health? So it's good to be able to keep that in mind and get that reminder.
So there's a few surprises on that webinar. So if you are interested, just go to clearstepfinancial.com and
well, let us know that you'd like the replay. Yeah,
right.
And we only have it for what I think maybe another week or so. There was a cost to it, but it's something that we wanted to be able to again provide for people. Our mind and our brain is so it's just central to so many aspects of our living.
Right.
And so we obviously our expertise is on the financial side, but there's not a whole lot we can do if people are having issues with their mental capacities and things. We want our clients to live long, healthy lives, right? So that's part of why we thought this would be a really great topic for people.
Right. No, we absolutely appreciate it. So again, go to clearstepfinancial.com. You can just go ahead and send them an email and let them know that you're one of our My Talkers and you'd love to get that information so they can get it out to you. Because I know there's lots of times where you think that you're going to have time to do it and maybe you missed it. And now this is wonderful that you guys have allowed this to get extended, because I know that that wasn't necessarily an option we thought we were going to have initially. So in the next minute, as we get ready to go into our first commercial break, let's just reset as to why we are talking about the particular topic today of, you know, trying to be a successful investor right now. Because, you know, if you're like me, I watch enough, not I don't even say too much news. I got better about that. I'm narrowing the amount of news that I watch so that I'm not constantly feeling like I don't have any control over a thing. But if you're watching, mm-hmm. especially what's going on in the market, and I think that a lot of people put that word or that definition of investor so much to what might be going on in our stock market, knowing that you still think there are ways to become a successful investor, even if we see, oh, this is down and that's down and what am I going to do and my 401k is X and all of these negatives, that you still see, here's some strategies that you can do to be successful, even with everything that's going on right now.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We want to help people. We know that there can be a lot of emotions tied to what's going on. There's still a lot of, I think there's apprehension and mm-hmm. fear potentially with people, and we want to help people to, again, just with a little bit of knowledge and education about both their situation and kind of some of the bigger picture that's out there, I think, you know, we both feel it can be very helpful, and that can really help ease anxieties for people, help them to just have a little bit more confidence, hopefully sleep better at night, which if you hear that replay is right. a very key thing for people, is being able to sleep well. So that's why we have a number of specific tips and things we just want to bring up today, just talking about how can you be successful even in today's markets and things.
Well, we'll get to those tips and more when we return. You're listening to the Financial Health and Wealth Show with our friends from ClearStep Financial here on My Talk 107.1. Drama, the pageantry of your financial health and wealth here on My Talk 107.1. And we're actually doing the opposite. We don't want you to feel like your financial freedom and health is like going down like the Titanic. And to help us make sure that that does not happen, our friends from ClearStep Financial. So, I mean, we do sometimes feel like we're on a sinking ship, though. So you guys are going to help us make sure that that does not what happens, regardless of what icebergs are coming.
Yeah, it is funny all these references, right, to ships.
Right.
Well, it's interesting because there's a certain license. It's a fiduciary license right. that we hold. And back in the late 90s, we've been preparing for this moment. Well, the moment of when the markets go down, right?
Which has happened several times.
Several times since then. You get 2000, 2001, 2002. Then you had 07, 08, 09. Both down 47 to 50-some percent. Peak to trough, it was about 55%.
What is peak to trough?
I was going to ask the same thing.
Peak to trough means the high to the low, whenever those days were, whatever the high point was down to whatever the low point was during those three-year period. That's mm-hmm. like a peak to trough downturn. So, but this is, now we could still have downturns here, but again, we've been preparing with strategies and ideas to help people through these downturns, because this, you know, just to ride it out may or may not be the best solution.
Okay.
Again, these are...
When we say ride it out, too, I think to be more clear to people, just to kind of stay in whatever buy and hold or whatever models have worked maybe in the past. I mean, we've seen so many cycles and so many things where every strategy, every investment works until it doesn't work. And so we are going into a time that we talk about this all the time with our team of advisors. We have a lot of different resources. We get information from all over, and we track lots of economists and things. And we do feel like this may be a time to be somewhat more conservative, and it may be different than what we've seen potentially, you know, in downturns that we've seen in the past. Nobody knows.
Right.
No one knows. And some of these downturns, you ride it out. Like, there's three different types of downturns. You have corrections, which are down negative 10 to negative 20%. Those you ride out because they'll come back.
And they're usually shorter.
They're usually shorter. Within a year, they come back. And then you have recessions, which are down negative 20 to negative 50%. And those, we generally like to protect assets with the recessions, because it could take years and years to gain back on some of those, you know, if the markets go down that long. And then we have a Great Depression, too. We've been following this for 15, 20 years, that by the year 2030 sometime that we may be hitting a Great Depression. And isn't that interesting? 1930
right.
was the last depression that we had, and in a 100-year cycle. So, again, no one knows. No one knows for sure. Otherwise, they would have a crystal ball of some kind to be able to look into the future. But these are just indicators and strategies and economists that we follow
that are pointing to some of the concerns out there.
Mm-hmm. And I think when we're covering a lot of these, it's if you hear those salacious headlines like this is recession proof, this is depression proof, that, you know, especially as fiduciaries, I mean, I know that you don't often say, you just went to the crystal ball analogy again. Nothing is necessarily guaranteed. These are just strategies that can prepare you as best as possible. Is that a good way to put it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. Our goal obviously is to, and I don't want to say obviously, but just, you know, our goal is that we help people preserve as much as possible through this time at least. And hopefully be able to, again, come out the other side as best as possible.
Right.
You know, and in a point of, you know, at least, that they're able to get, you know, get going again then once we get through whatever this time looks like.
Right.
And part of what I talk about, I know Cassandra and I both do, is that some of the strategies that we work with, and again, we've been working with downside protection for over 20 years with different strategies and our fiduciary licenses, and so this has always been on our radar to help people to have that downside protection there. And less volatility than what the, you know, than what the markets are holding. So these are just things to be concerned, not concerned, to
right.
be aware of, and to possibly talk to. You know, we'd be more than happy. Go to our website, Clear Step Financial. Let us know that you want to just talk and have a complimentary consultation, and we can just share some ideas and see if there's something we can help you with.
What if they want to call?
Or you can call. Well, of course. Pick up the phone and call like I do. I go to a website and where's that phone number?
Mm-hmm.
So most of the time I can find it.
Right. I was just telling that story
number,
for you.
Which is 651-600-0855. Let us know you're from My Talk and we'd be more than happy to set up an initial consultation either on a Zoom call or a phone call or in person at our Bloomington office. And we see how we can help you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Carla. And Cassandra, we have about 2 minutes. Can we just talk about, you kind of went through the variety of outlooks and options that we can do when we're in this kind of situation. But we're going to come back and kind of talk about some options on how people can thrive. So can you give us just a little piece of what that might look like for people?
Mm-hmm. We really do. We want that to be a main takeaway today, that If you look at the current conditions right now and the way things are, there's still, even in some of these times where, you know, people might be losing jobs and so forth, or companies are having to do layoffs, or maybe someone's a small business owner and they're struggling, just know that there are a lot of times, and if you look back in history, and I know this is a little bit of a different situation for a lot of reasons, but in each situation in history, there still were people that were able to find ways to thrive and to take that and make something almost like make lemonade out of lemons, right?
Right.
If you will. And so we want that to be the main takeaway today, is that this could still be a time where you find ways to take advantage of what's going on out there in the markets and in these economic times. And one of them could be if there's ways to free up any extra money that you can put towards whatever that might be, whatever that looks like. And, you know, it depends on people's situation, where they might want to funnel it. Or maybe it's looking for opportunities in properties as things shift and change here in the future. There's so many things that could be opportunities for people. And so we want to help people look at ways. Again, it could be looking at ways to earn more money. Maybe it's starting up some kind of service or business. I think in times of difficulty and challenges, that's where a lot of the bubbling of ideas and things can come to the surface that wouldn't have come otherwise. And I think necessity is the mother of invention. So
right.
I think we have lots of opportunity, even as we head into some of these difficult times, potentially difficult. And I think for some people, it's difficult already.
Right.
Well, and that's our mindset going into it.
And I'm just going to have to pause you, and we're going to come back to that as soon as we return. Thank you very much. We have some more options and ways that you can thrive during these times here on the Financial Health and Wealth Show on My Talk 107.1. Welcome back to the Financial Health and Wealth Show here on My Talk 107.1. I'm Ms. Shannon here with Cassandra and Carla from ClearStep Financial. When we were going into break, Carla, I believe you're getting ready to make a point as we were talking about the ability to thrive even in some of these complex times. And so would you like to pick up there?
Well, we, you know, we as humans are a ball of energy, and
right.
energy is like a magnet. And so the way we think and how we, what energy we send out in our brain, our mind, if we send out positive energy, negative, concern, worry, that's, it's like a magnet. It attracts back to us, right? It
right.
comes right back to us. So it's so important to every day, I always say every day of our lives, to take a higher road, to work on our mentality of safety, happiness, health, and success in life, and just to have that mindset every day to focus on that. And what happens then is the aspects of life that will help us to achieve that will come into our path, and we'll see it, and we'll be able to have the confidence that these things will. So no matter what happens, it's so important to really work at our mindset so that we can attract the good things of life.
The other thing that I appreciate about what the two of you are saying today is that it's as if you're giving people permission to do well, even if things are complicated. And mm-hmm. I understand that we as human beings often dip back into that. Well, things are bad. I'm not allowed to do well, or I shouldn't expect to do well. Or you feel guilty if you figure out a way to secure yourself and your family and what you need. And it's giving you permission to go, no, you can do this and you're still a good human being. You can still help take care of others. You can still make sure just you doing well doesn't mean that other people have to do poorly. And I think we have to remind ourselves that sometimes we're like, we're not saying everybody should go out there and become sharks or predators or anything. The tips that you have that we're covering today are ways that you can be successful for you in your bubble that doesn't require you going out there and lighting anyone on fire.
Right. Our six, right. We can never feel bad enough to help someone else. So it's important. It's kind of like when you're on an airplane, you always make sure you get the oxygen so that you can help other people.
Right.
It's the same thing here. Make sure that you are rising to the occasion. You are working on your mindset because we can help other people then.
Right.
We can't help other people if we're in the hole dug so deep.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to make sure of that. But, you know, with the investment world, there's always ways to make money. And that's the important aspect that we need to continually focus on with our mindset is there's always places to make money in the world. And so it's important to align yourself with strategies that have that ability to pick up assets, sectors, trends
right.
Out there.
Right. And then, you know, one of the things I've been connecting with a number of my small business colleagues out there, and what they're talking about are, how can I have enough time to work on my business and work on my finances versus being in the midst of them? And that's a lot of the tips that you provide as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Right. And I think that's good thoughts for people to look at ways, like you said, you know, look at how can we thrive more.
Right.
And those are some of the things we want to talk about, too, is that, again, thinking outside the box
right.
of maybe what people have always done in the past. Because, like we said before, you know, investments, strategies, you name it, it can work until mm-hmm. it doesn't work. And so if we're looking at things and we're in different market conditions potentially than before, sometimes those same things that we've always relied on may or may not be as effective as they were in the past.
Right.
For some things, we would say they're probably not as effective, and they may not work as well. In 2008, that's when we realized cash became a valuable asset class. Before
mm-hmm.
that, most of the time we wouldn't really look at cash as much of a valuable asset class, but that was one of the best places to be in that, you know, downturn. So it really just depends on the situation. And one thing that we're looking at, too, with people is that there are different alternative investments, things that are considered to be non-correlated to the market, which means that it's not necessarily doing, it's not, you know, if the market is down X for the year, it's not tracking that same path. And those are some of the things, too, that we look at for people to make sure that there might, if it's appropriate, right, that there might be a percentage or a portion that we're trying to utilize some of that. Alternatives aren't necessarily the only and the all, you know, the end-all, be-all either, though, because, again, there's times when those are better and times when they're less favorable.
So what type of alternatives, if we explained that particular bucket, what type of assets and alternatives are we looking at in that case?
Alternatives would be things that could be hard assets, some of your gold and silvers, some of potentially real estate type things. There's all different kinds, but there are better and worse, in our opinion, ways and places to go into some of those things. You don't want to get locked in necessarily.
Right.
You don't want to be in things that you may not be able to get out of for years and years and years. Because, again, we don't know what this trend will look like or how long we'll be in this kind of a situation.
Mm-hmm.
But certain, right, like I said, there's certain ways to utilize some of those types of alternatives that aren't always tracking the overall market, the S&P, the NASDAQ, some of those things that tend to kind of drive the overall investment world.
Right. And knowing that everybody's particular investment situation needs to be tailored directly to them, in a broad stroke conversation, how do you help me determine if I should sit and hold where I'm at or if I should go, it's now's the time to start moving some of these things around?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
a good question.
Yeah,
it's a very good question. I'm sure a lot of people have it on their mind, especially in their 401ks, where they usually have their lineup of funds, and so there's not a whole lot of these other strategies that they're able to offer in a lot of the 401ks.
Unless, and we did a whole show on 401ks, so if you have questions about your 401k, you could go back to that podcast or show that we did on that, because some plans, especially if you work for a larger company, they do have different provisions written into the plan that may allow you to move them and have all these different other options. You know, you got to weigh the pros and cons to all that. But so you go back to that show or talk with us if you want ideas and options on your particular 401k.
Right. So there's limiting, but a lot of what we see working right now is being able to pick up the trends and being able to pick up the sectors that are positive, that are where there's movement in there in a positive way. And then, so we have certain strategies that sell sectors, sell the trends that aren't doing well, pick up sectors, pick up trends that are doing well. It's a more active approach. It's the ability to, again, pick up around the world some of the, maybe it is hard assets, maybe it's just alternatives, maybe it's strategies that are not correlated to the market. So there's all different types of investing today that we didn't have access actually to many years ago.
Right.
Even as little as 15 years ago, you had to have big money to get into some of these strategies, and now it is available to what I call middle America.
Yes.
So to kind of come back to your question too, what do people look at, or what sometimes some of these different strategies that we're alluding to and talking about, which it's hard to get into details because it will apply to some people, not others, but basically, in the past, some of these may not have been available to people, like she said, unless they had lots of, you know, a large sum of wealth, maybe, you know, in the multiple million dollars. And then you look at sometimes people, it wouldn't have been on their radar. And then for some people, you have to have certain licenses to be able to work with them. So sometimes advisors aren't licensed, so that's not something that ever comes up in the conversation when they're talking to an advisor.
Right.
So there's a number of different reasons why it may or may not have been something that would have come up in conversations in the past. But again, there's so many different investments and alternatives and pieces of the puzzle to look at with people that's why we really... Again, if people want any help, guidance, ideas, information, assurance, whatever, feel free to go to our website, clearstepfinancial.com, contact us, ask to set up a complimentary consultation. We can see if there's any options that you have, whether it's your current situation, your 401k, or what to do with new dollars that you're wanting to save, any of those things.
Well, the thing that I'd like to cover, and this wasn't specifically on your agenda that you sent over to me, but as we are looking at some of these new alternatives and people are going, well, what else can I follow? When we get back, do you mind if we also cover what are some of those pitfalls or those things that might be in that too good to be true category that you would maybe advise people if you get this kind of opportunity, actually maybe be a little bit beware, or this isn't necessarily what it's presented as? Is that something we can cover as well as we wrap up in our final segment today?
Yep, absolutely. There's definitely some things we can address on that, Shannon.
Outstanding. So we'll do that. We appreciate everybody that's listening, reminding you can get this episode and previous episodes if you go to our website, mytalk1071.com. Just use that keyword, health and wealth, and we'll be right back with our friends from ClearStep Financial. Welcome back to the Financial Health and Wealth Show here on My Talk 1071. I'm Ms. Shannon here with our friends from ClearStep Financial, Cassandra and Carla, helping you be successful as an investor in today's complex world. And before we went to break, I presented this question. And Cassandra, the reason I bring it up is we were talking about some alternative varieties of investments. We also used some language about considering things maybe you hadn't considered in the past. So as we go into this final segment, I also was hoping that we could give a little bit of clarification on those type of quality alternative investments and things that you want to consider versus some other things out there that may look like a big, lovely, shiny, delicious apple, but actually might be poisonous. So if we could do that, that'd be great.
Well, we were talking at the break here about how it's so important. There's all different types of strategies. Some work better in other environments than others do. So the key is to be flexible. Pick strategies that are flexible, that you're not locked into, and the strategy can't change.
Okay.
Right? And I want to give an example like a REIT. There are times for REITs, real estate investment trusts, and there are times not for REITs. But, again, you lock in for a long time. And we're not suggesting or not suggesting them, but just to be aware of the lock-in times there and the not flexibility. This is a time to be flexible and to have the ability to maneuver through the markets.
You're right. We were talking about the importance of not making a fear-based decision
right.
that will have long-term ramifications right now because, like she said, the need for flexibility, we can't emphasize that enough right now because there's a level of uncertainty that we haven't seen. And so the ability to have as much flexibility inside of someone's overall plan, we believe is very important for any number of reasons. It could be maybe a job could be changed or lost sooner than expected. Maybe people decide they want to retire earlier. Maybe someone passes away in an unforeseen time frame, and there's different challenges that are posed with that. It could be any number of situations. We want there to be flexibility because there are certain things that could be in the alternative side, or it could even just be in financial products in general.
Right.
That maybe people decide they want to do right now because they're just afraid of the markets, and whether it could be a fixed type of a product that they say, well, at least I won't lose any money for a while, but they might be locked in for over 10 years or 10 years. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's some of those kinds of things. Those aren't necessarily bad either. It's just looking at, we want to have an overall plan that makes sense, and maybe something fixed makes sense, but maybe not too much, or maybe there's just a certain amount that makes sense there. It's in having flexibility overall and certain buckets of money in different places that are going to behave different to the markets the way they are right now.
Right.
Again, that's so important. We have to maneuver through the markets. And through the maneuverability and the flexibility with some of the strategies we work with, we have a good shot at making it through whatever we're heading into.
Right. And I think that goes back to a lot of the hashtag positivity talk that you both do about having faith that these are going to work and your maneuverability. But being able to say, I'm going to be patient. Here's how I'm going to navigate this. But it's hard to be patient sometimes when you don't have that foundation of, if we continue to work towards this, we're going to be okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So when we look at things with people, you're right, patience is one of those things. But I think we have to qualify that with, again, you don't want to have patience with the wrong type of strategy right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's making sure, at least, whoever you're relying on for information and expertise, just knowing that the investments, the things that you have the level of flexibility, maneuverability, management that will have the best shot at getting through things, I think. And then it can be good to have a level of patience, we believe. You know, so having some faith in what the future holds, knowing that you have a good strategy, then having some patience And it's easier to do that when you have some education about what you have, what it's capable of doing,
right.
what it's not going to do, what you can expect. And that can help. So I think knowing what your advisor is doing and working with and what is reasonable to expect from where your money is, I think is a big thing. And that can give people peace of mind.
And sometimes when we're going through that list of things that keep us up at night, is it sometimes we just aren't familiar enough or haven't been in a position where we received enough information where we even know what questions to ask as far as making sure that things are taken care of and that you know where your investments are?
Well, this is a good time to ask questions and to be open to alternative ideas.
Okay.
Because the way we invested, you know, you may be asking your neighbor, and you don't know what kind of advice you're getting there, or maybe even a financial advisor that hasn't gone through some of the downturns in the past that I know our firm has been preparing for and experienced through many of these downturns.
Right.
So you want to make sure who you're getting the information from is knowledgeable and has that background and experience. Before you know, it's always important to know who you're getting your information from.
Yeah. Correct.
But you're right. I think when we hear this a lot too, if we say, do you have any questions? So many people say, I don't even know what to ask.
Right.
I don't know what I should be asking. So that's one thing that we do is we look at people's situation and help them figure out what they should even be looking at and asking and what the questions should be regarding their financial picture.
Right. And that has to be difficult. So we understand if anybody's out there going, I don't even know where I should start. You're not alone. That's why Cassandra and Carla do this show is to help you mm-hmm. go, nope. Yeah. Here's where you can start and the kind of things that you can help, that can help you in the future about those kind of things and
right.
not being afraid to ask about these kind of things.
Yep. And we have, by the way, we want to let people know, we've seen some of the webinar registrations come through during the show here today.
Oh,
and also people reaching out wanting to do their consultation with us. We love it. That's why we're here, to be a resource to people. So if there's anyone else that does want to get going on just, you know, getting some a
right.
financial checkup, if you will, right, with their financial situation, feel free to reach out. We want to remind everyone again, because on October 11th, we do have the Social Security Medicare webinar. We were just at a conference, and last year they said, you know, there's more 60-year-olds right now in the world than there ever has been. Well, now this year there's more 61-year-olds, right? So
right.
we know there are so many people that have those questions about Social Security and Medicare and retirement in general.
Right.
And all those pieces work together. And that's why we have a team of people that work with us that we can help be a resource in all those different areas for people.
Gotcha. And I mean, as we begin to wrap up today's show, it's kind of a good thing to remind people that you really just don't need to be afraid of your finances, even though that's where a lot of us are still in that position, that there's just a lot of things and information where you're like, I can't, and it sounds scary, and I don't want to go there.
Mm-hmm. No, I think I've never had anyone go through a consultation process with us
mm-hmm.
who was anxious and fearful after we were finished. It's always
right.
the opposite. So
right.
I would say if that's where you're starting, just know that our experience has been that it brings people a lot of peace of mind and comfort and more confidence. And you can always go to our website if you have questions, clearstepfinancial.com. You can call, what was the number, Mom?
Yep, what's our number here? You can pick up the phone and call and let us know you want a complimentary consultation, 651-600-0855.
So in the next couple of minutes before we wrap up today, just want to remind everybody about your not only your complimentary consultations, but the webinars and such that you have coming up so we can get those top of mind.
Right. We have a Social Security and Medicare webinar coming up next Tuesday, I believe it is, October 11th at 6:30 Central Time. You can go to clearstepfinancial.com mm-hmm. and go to events, and you can register for our webinar.
Yep, and then we also, again, we have our very popular every year, the Women in Investing in November, so a little bit of time before that one, but it's never too early to get registered for that. Like you said earlier in the show, you'll get the reminders. And then next week, pass it on to people. We are going to address the topic of being suddenly single.
Oh.
Because are a lot of women out there that we know that, whether it's from divorce or whether they've lost, you know, a loved one, that find themselves in that situation, and there definitely are certain things that they can do to kind of get themselves on track financially, whether it's back on their feet or whether it's continuing on or whatever that looks like, because there can be a lot of pieces to put together when they find themselves in that situation.
And the percent of women being single, either through divorce or death of a spouse or just choosing to be single, is very high.
Yes.
By a mid-50s, most women are single.
And I'm sure that number, just like a lot of our numbers, may continue to go up. So we're glad that you are out there, and we're going to help you thrive. And just, you know, just wrapping up again, one thing you always remind people is just go ahead and work at things one step at a time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right. And have, like I said, have the intention of that good things will come your way, and then align with the financial advisors that you feel comfortable with, that, you know, sometimes we have this gut feeling inside that just, you know, I just want to work with you because I have some confidence that you will be able to help me achieve my financial goals, or at least get on the right path to achieve those financial goals. That's part of it, is taking that first step and aligning with someone that can take your hand and help you and help maneuver through it. A lot of husband and wives will actually come to us because the man believes that the wife is probably going to live longer and just wants to make sure she's connected with some good people.
Well, they are connected with some good people. Thank you for listening. Remember, everybody can find us again by going to mytalk1071.com, keyword health and wealth. We'll see you next week.
For 9 years, a dangerous man terrorized women, breaking into homes and raping his victims before killing a brilliant young scientist in 1998.
The more the victims resisted, the more violent he became.
Then he suddenly stops, leaving police with a lot of clues and one unknown subject.
I'm Paul Wagner. Join me October 4th for Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast series. Search American Nightmare Podcast on all podcast platforms.